ladies and gentlemen.
Put on your listening ears.
You're thinking caps.
And a fresh pair of socks.
Coming to you live.
From Area 51 and 3/4.
Here is...
Sorry.
We...
Tried.
That wasn't too bad.
That's the one. That's the one.
That might be fun.
Hello and welcome to Sorry We Tried. As always, I am not your host, but I am the one who talks first. My name is Spencer on the ones and twos. As always, Santa's little helper, Harrison.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Crisis.
And proudly rating from the third chair, Crooked Real Estate Developer. The artist formerly known as Robathan.
I'm so... Are you going back to doing it now? Or is this a one-time special?
Maybe.
I love it. Those were great. See, that's what I was really about. Those are great.
I don't know. Maybe I just need to get
There's nothing crooked
back.
About my practice, though.
Turn out to Mr. Potter. Who killed him? Did Jack Skellington kill him this
yeah.
year?
No, it was the Polar Express conductor.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Last year was the Wet Bandits.
Oh, good times, good times.
I don't know. I used to be able to go through so many, like when we first started doing this weekly episode thing at the beginning of the year, I used to be able to like churn through these and still feel really high energy. And now we get through one and I'm like I just, it just takes a bit. I'm getting older. Getting soft in my old age. But we are doing Everyone is John today.
Yeah, we are.
But since it's Christmas, I have a Christmas-themed Everyone is John. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'll give you some more information in a little bit. But first, as is tradition, in case you haven't listened to one of our Everyone is John episodes before, Harrison, how does Everyone is John work?
So Robbie and I are voices inside of the head of John, and we're competing for power. That way we can... make John do whatever our individual obsessions are so that we can gain points.
Yes. And I am the story master controlling the story here. I have Google Earth open to make sure this is a lore accurate, entirely realistic
North Pole experience? Question
story.
Mark.
Story. Well, you'll find out in a second. I already told you where it was set. You weren't listening.
Didn't you say North Pole?
No.
Oh, dang. I was not paying attention.
Oh, Harrison's obsession. Definitely North Pole related.
Dang it!
Where is it we're at today?
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
But first, go over our skills. So as is tradition also, I have gone through and picked y'all's skills. They'll make it easier or harder for you to do whatever you're trying to accomplish.
Perfect.
For your obsession. Robbie, your two skills. You are an expert gift wrapper. And you know 32 different ways to kill someone with a candy cane.
Yes.
Okay.
Harrison, what is the phobia you picked for Robbie?
He's scared of Christmas lights.
Scared of Christmas lights. Okay. We'll see how much that comes into play here.
Yeah.
Surprise, you're in the Sahara Desert. I'm just kidding.
Ah, dang it. I knew it.
That's what I should have done. Have you trapped in an area that doesn't celebrate Christmas at all? And you think it's a Christmas special and it's just not.
That would be really funny.
Can we go back in time and do that instead? Just cut all this
no.
out?
No.
Harrison?
Yeah.
You can use Christmas magic to summon a honey baked ham at will.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And you can throw snowballs at speeds approaching the speed of sound.
Oh, heck yeah.
Not at the speed of sound, approaching.
I have subsonic projectiles. I'm very excited about this.
Robbie, what was the phobia you picked for Harrison?
Fear of technology and its impending doom on the world.
Okay. So not only am I scared of technology, I'm afraid of the doom that it causes.
Yes.
Okay. Sick. There's an underlying reason for the fear.
Think Y2K on cocaine. That's what. That's you.
Got it. Got it.
Oh, what if we make this set in 2000?
I would love that.
Or in 1999, right before Y2K. Right before
yes. Yes.
The whole time I'm just panicked.
Okay.
What was my first ability?
Expert gift wrapper.
Okay.
Harrison, do you remember yours?
I can summon a honey-baked ham and I can throw snowballs at subsonic speeds.
Only snowballs.
Only snowballs. Yeah. Okay.
Snowballs unlock something in your brain and you can't throw anything else that fast.
Man, I better have a lot of snow available.
In rural Alabama.
You're right. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
White Christmas in a different way.
Okay, take it away, Spencer.
Yikes.
Take it away, take it away.
You are Jingle, an elf tasked with assisting Santa in his Christmas Eve delivery route. For a few hours, everything goes according to plan. However, everything falls apart when you land in Mentone, Alabama, a tiny town with a population of 320. As Santa finishes delivering presents to a remote house deep in the woods, a surprised homeowner thinks he's a thief and blasts him in the side with a hail of shotgun fire. Severely wounded, Santa collapses in a heap. Using the last fragments of his Christmas magic, he teleports himself, the reindeer, and the sleigh to an unidentified location. However, in his near-death state, he forgot one thing. You. Now you're stranded in the woods of Mentone with nothing but a roll of wrapping paper, a few candy canes, and a ballpoint pen. How will you signal the North Pole and get back home?
Oh my gosh.
That's our scenario here.
Okay. Is the homeowner with the shotgun still around?
No, he doesn't know. Okay. He doesn't know you survived.
Okay. Yikes.
You're outside. You're
Is it
woods.
Snowing outside?
I would be a butthole if I said
okay.
No.
I was going to say.
Because I'm the one who told you only snowballs. If I would say it did not snow this year.
The forecast is calling for snow, but none has fallen.
Okay, cool.
So we're right before Y2K.
So the homeowner shot Santa.
Yeah.
And then took off.
Well, Santa vanished. He thinks the problem's done.
Okay. He didn't see the elf that came with him?
No.
We're too small.
Too small.
Okay.
Skimpering around in the darkness like a roach.
Okay. Heart beating a million miles a minute.
All right. So, also, we didn't say this before. Harris and Robbie have a willpower number that they gamble in order to get control.
Need to pull that up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting you guys
to start with.
I'm going to start you guys off with 4.
The last thing I've got on Google is how quickly does tuberculosis develop?
Hey, maybe that knowledge will come in handy this time. I don't know.
2 to 3 months, if you were curious.
All right, so I'm going to have you guys gamble. Oh, and I also forgot to mention, I feel like we have to explain this every time because it's a little complex. In order to actually do what they want to do, whoever has control has to roll a certain number on a dice. So it's 5 and above. If it's something to do, or if it's not something to do with your skills, it's 4 and above. If it is something to do with your skills, and if your phobia is in play, it adds 1 to that. So it's either 5 or 6. Is that right?
Yes.
I thought.
Yeah. So it usually goes because it gets harder.
Yeah, it gets harder with the phobia.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sorry, it's just been so long.
Yeah, it's been a few months since we played this. Yeah.
I'm sick of these ads, dude. They're really starting to make me.
Well, I'll try to put music on in the background of my classroom.
I don't have
and
any
I'll be,
ads.
I'll be walking around and like an ad will come on and I'm like running at supersonic speed to skip the ad.
Want a break from the ads?
I have no ads.
I'm happy for you.
Me too. All right, let's go.
Okay, so gamble in 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. We are.
We both threw
Every
up
time.
One. Trying to think of a festive way we could do this instead of rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
I'm thinking of a Christmas movie. I want you to try to guess what it is. If you're closer, then you win.
Yeah. Cool.
Shazam.
No.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
No. First one to guess it wins.
The Muppet Christmas movie. No. Can you give us the date, like the year, Elf? The year it came out?
No. It's older.
Give us the year it came out.
When I was a child.
It's not the Grinch.
No.
Yeah, you gotta increasingly give us hints here.
Miracle on Main Street.
On 34th
Street. Snowmen are involved.
Frosty the Snowman.
No.
Snowmen are
involved. Jack Frost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here we are.
Michael Keaton, Jack Frost, baby. My favorite Christmas movie of all time. The Goat. Yeah, so Robbie, you have 3 willpower left. I won't do that next time because that felt...
How much wrapping paper do I have?
You have 1 roll. But you're an expert, so do with that what you will. So I have pulled up Google Earth for you to be able to see it. This is just a random street in Mentone, Alabama. So where do we want to go from here? Do we want to just walk in a direction and see what we can find?
Yeah, let's walk. Let's walk down the highway a little bit.
I'm on the highway to Mentone, Alabama.
In case you're wondering, I Googled smallest towns in Alabama and picked one.
Really unfortunate for me.
So what would you like to find ideally here?
I don't know, any kind of a sign of life, a guy driving a car.
Wait, hold on, I see a car in the distance.
Okay.
Oh no, it's back. Is the car getting farther? No, it's getting closer. All right, so a car is approaching. It's the dead of night, but you have managed to find a car. What do you want to do?
I want to stick my thumb out in a hitchhiking motion and try to get him to stop his vehicle.
Okay, so you're going to try to hitchhike. Neither of your skills involve hitchhiking.
Oh, is there going to be a task?
Yes.
Golly.
Because if you think about it, you don't have 100% success rate on hitchhiking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could just drive past me. It shouldn't make me lose my turn.
Well, is there a way you can accomplish getting a ride in this car without... Or with using one of your skills?
Yeah.
You have candy cane homicide abilities.
I'd like to throw my candy cane javelin style through the driver's seat of the car and incapacitate the driver.
Okay, then you only need to get a 4.
Okay. I don't want him to die, though.
What, are you going to hit him in the leg?
In the jugular.
Wouldn't that still kill him?
No. I mean, you can knock him out with a candy cane. I know how to kill people with a candy cane. It doesn't mean... Yeah, okay, not the jugular. The forehead. How about that?
That's straight through his brain.
No, it's not going to go through his brain. It's going to hit his brain and bounce off of it.
There's a lot of precision here, but it's fine.
Well, yeah, I'm an expert in using a candy cane to kill people, so...
4 above.
You just said you know 32 ways to...
Well, yeah, that would make me an expert. I got a 5. Yeah,
you got a 5. We don't know what the 32 ways are.
That's true.
It's a big number.
But Jingles does.
Yeah, Jingle does. So Jingle successfully, or I guess you successfully, you wheel back, you throw the candy cane javelin style through the windshield of this car. It goes through the man's skull, but hits his brain and bounces off because you're that good at what you do. And the car skids to a stop. What do you want to do now?
I want to wrap him up in my wrapping paper and throw him. Is it a car?
Yeah, it's a car.
Okay, I want to throw him in the back seat.
Okay, I won't make you use your skill.
Okay,
and then you're just throwing it in the back seat.
And then I want to drive in the car.
Okay, so I'll zoom out so we don't have to go on foot here. Just because you're now in a car and your distance capability is much bigger. This isn't really helping either. Is that a pool back there?
Sure looks like it.
We got a pool back there. Okay.
It's a big one.
I'm just going to keep scrolling. We're still up. Here's a building, it looks like. Some sort of compound. Probably a church.
Or a big...
I don't have to bleep that, you fricker. Merry Christmas to me.
You put, like, jingling instead of a beep.
Jingly keys.
Boo-boo keys. This is a hardware store that we found. Do you want to go in the hardware store?
I would like to say something very quickly.
Yeah.
I completed my task to kidnap somebody.
Oh my gosh.
You're just going to let us stew in that one for a little bit?
No, wow. I was thinking about if it technically counted, but now we've been down the road far enough and he's in my backseat, it counts. So we kidnapped him.
Okay. Well, so that means that Robbie gets 1 point.
Oh, good.
Are we going to say this is at rank one or rank two?
I mean, I feel like it takes a little bit of skill to kidnap somebody.
It's like the number of steps more so than it is.
I'll leave it up to y'all. I don't care. I'll do one. What do you think, Harrison?
I'll go with either.
Let's go with a one.
Okay. That's fine. Y'all with the judges.
You've let your opponent be a judge.
That's all right.
Okay.
Even if Harrison wins today, the record is still like 6-1, so...
He's been undefeated before today. Robbie's not getting you a Christmas present this year. She's going to let you win once and everyone,
that's
everyone
right.
is gone.
Okay, what is that place?
This is a hardware store.
Okay, I'd like to pull over into the hardware store.
Well, you're not in control anymore.
Oh, yeah. I did the task. Forgot that happened.
Do we have to gamble again?
Yeah, gamble.
We're going to gamble again. So Robbie has 3. Harrison has 4. So 3, 2, 1. All right. Well, now Harrison has 2. We'll see how well this pays off. All right.
Are you going to go to the hardware store?
I'm going to the hardware
Let's
store.
Let's go, baby. I wanted to know what was inside it.
I think. What is this guy? It says Little. That can't be right.
Little.
Are you seeing this?
That's
an Alabama name if I ever heard one.
Oh, the Google thing was like glitch. Hold on, let me show you. Yeah, like, look.
Little.
Did you see it? It says Little. And then if you move up, the panorama isn't broken anymore. It's a Little River Hardware.
Oh, that's a big difference.
Yeah, it's a Little before. So you're in. You pull up into Little River Hardware.
Yes.
There is a car in the driveway.
Yes. Someone in the car?
Oh, this is actually a shared building. Lawton's Excavating is also there too.
Perfect. Is there somebody in the car that's also parked?
No, they're inside.
Okay. I want to walk inside.
Yeah, so you walk inside Little River Hardware, and it's the middle of the night on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one sole employee there.
Mm-hmm.
He's not having a great time. He wishes he was at home with his family making Christmas cookies and stuff.
Yeah.
But he's here working Little River Hardware.
Fair enough.
At 2 a.m. What do you want to do?
I walk up to him,
uh-huh.
and I go... Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Singing the song for him.
Are you a Christmas caroler? Is that your obsession?
I have completed my obsession.
No.
You can't just do it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You have to roll.
You have to roll for it. That's
you have to
all
roll
point.
To sing?
Well, okay. It's not because it's the singing. It's because it's your obsession.
Okay. Everybody's like, I just did mine.
Okay.
No skills that come with it.
Or anything
yeah.
like that. So I have to roll a what?
Well, yeah, you don't have... This isn't one of your skills, so five or above. Wait. I just realized. There's going to be like a cash register in there. You're scared of technology. And this is a hardware store. Power tools count as technology.
Okay.
So your fear of Y2K is going to make this a 6.
Oh my god!
Oh,
that's
yes!
awesome! The Lord is with you
yes!
today.
Okay,
I've
cool.
already lost.
I've completed
this is
my obsession.
It's finest.
I did it.
Yes,
it paid off.
It's gonna be a quick episode, I think.
Oh,
good grief! Okay, so you
well,
sing.
We've both completed our obsession, so we're tied 1-1.
Yeah, you sing jingle bells to this employee.
You endure your fear of technology
Man,
to sing jingle
you
bells.
You tough
it
out.
Did
it. Your ever encroaching fear of Y2K. you put that on the back burner. You're like, I've got a job to do. So you sing.
Nice.
And then the guy looks at you and goes, "Okay."
Perfect.
You've managed. He was gonna blast you with a shotgun for walking, for being an elf that walked into his store. But for right now, you've won him over with your singing.
Oh yeah,
because
I'm an elf. I'm not a normal person.
Yeah,
I forgot about that detail.
You've won him over with your singing abilities.
Nice.
So cool. He's not gonna kill you for now.
Okay.
Or call the cops for now.
Good.
So now it's up to you guys. So gamble again in 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
Robbie's going big. I might have to add points to y'all because we're already down to 1 and 2.
Yeah, if we started with like 30, I'd be way more inclined to gamble a lot more.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? But then the game would go on for 7 hours.
That's true.
Okay, so Robbie, you have one willpower, you have 1 point. Yeah. And I don't see any Christmas lights here, but I would assume there would be Christmas lights here.
Okay,
while you're in the hardware store. You still have your car, though, if you want to leave.
Okay.
So what do you want to do now?
I would like to pull out my candy cane.
Oh, no.
And very specifically, right, hook the candy cane around his neck, right, cartoon villain style.
How big is this candy cane?
Oh, I was thinking like a big candy cane.
I was thinking normal size.
Like an actual candy cane?
Yeah. You know all the ways to kill people with just a regular candy cane.
Okay, hold on. Let me get more creative. Hold on. I can figure it out.
You got 32.
Oh, I have 32 of them?
You have 32 strategies.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
32 ways.
Right now you have wrapping paper, you have a candy cane, and a ballpoint pen.
And it's snowing outside.
And it is snowing
outside.
Which
doesn't help you, but...
What do you want to do?
I would like to vault over the counter... Spider monkey climb him and use my gift wrapping paper to restrain him.
Okay.
So like gift wrap his hands and feet, like spider monkey style.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're doing. So you still have to roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your fear is in play here. So it'd be 5 or above.
Yep. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Big money, big money, big money, big money. I feel like I'm going to get shot here.
No whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
3.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm definitely going to have to add some points because this is going to be a 5-minute episode. So you try to gift wrap his hands together. Instead, you just slip a little bit. You're off your game because you just watched Santa get killed. The trauma of that finally starts to get to you. And you accidentally wrap your own hands and legs together instead.
Oh, no.
So now this hardware store guy, he had won him over with your singing, but now he doesn't trust you anymore. Oh. So he kicks you out back onto the street. And as you're waiting, a limousine pulls up. And that's all you get for right now.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So, Harrison,
uh-huh.
You have 2 willpower. Robbie, you have 1.
Yep.
So gamble in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're not going to do the Christmas movie thing again because that was too abstract. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10.
4.
I didn't think of it yet.
Oh.
Okay, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 13.
6.
11.
It was 11.
Ah!
So, unless I add more points, Robbie, this is your final,
okay.
Your final bout.
Hi everybody. Ho 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 ho. This is Future Spencer coming down the chimney to deliver you a gift. And by gift I mean I'm here to tell you that there were some issues with this part of the episode, so we had to cut it. But the rest of the episode doesn't make sense without it, so basically Robbie tried to hijack a limousine. It did not work. He ended up going flying through the windshield because he slammed on the brakes while it was going down the interstate, and the car rolled, and here we are. Okay, I'm going to go back up to the chimney. I'm going to go back up through it because I've got plenty of other children to deliver wonderful podcast gifts to this Christmas. Back to the episode.
How long have you been recording for? Because I might just add 1 more point to y'all's totals.
29 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys 2 more points to get this done.
Okay.
This is the last infusion that you're going to get from me.
Okay. Christmas miracle.
The Christmas gift for you. So Harrison, you now have 4.
Okay.
Robbie, you now have 2. So get ready to bet. So gamble in 3, 2, 1. He went for 3.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were going to use all 2 or not.
3. Well, Harrison, you have 1 left.
Yes, I do.
And we both have 1 left now.
Yes, now it's 1-1. You've evened the stakes immediately. Well, no, you have 2 still because you didn't actually succeed.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, so now you've put Robbie in front of you. You fool. This is how you always lose.
How did I put Robbie in front of me?
Well, not yet.
He has 2 willpower.
Yeah. No, you're right.
You still got to do your... If you do your objectives.
Daisy. Her snoot up in my face, sniffing me. So you guys both have 1 point still.
Okay.
So you see... So you slink away into the woods as an ambulance pulls up and deals with the whole limo flipping situation. Everyone involved is fine.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas miracle. So, Harrison, what would you like to do now?
I'm going to make a few snowballs and then approach the ambulance.
Okay, so you're not going to stay hidden.
No.
Okay.
Out in the open.
So you make up a few snowballs. How many snowballs are you talking here?
5.
5?
Yeah. 5 snowballs.
Where are you going to carry those? Are you just like holding them all in like the crook of your arm?
Yep. Exactly. He's like it.
Yep.
Okay. So you do that. So you make 5 snowballs. Uh-huh. You store them all in the crook of your arm like you're holding a baby.
Yes.
And you walk up to the ambulance as they're currently treating. What do you want to do?
This is terrifying.
I would like to sing a Christmas carol to all of the bystanders.
What are the snowballs for?
And then I want to hurl each of the snowballs at 5 different people at approaching sonic speeds.
So you're wrapping like 3 or 4 things into one here. What does hitting all those people with snowballs have anything to do with your obsession?
Ideally, neutralizing them so that Robbie can't kidnap them afterwards.
You can't do all this stuff at once, though.
Yeah.
You have to pick.
What am I allowed to do then?
You can only do one thing at a time. You can't say, I want to sing and accomplish my obsession and throw snowballs.
But Robbie convinced him of...
That's just talking.
And then also climbed in the front seat and then also threw the car in park.
But what you're trying to do is get points for your obsession and neutralize Robbie from getting his. That's 2 moves in
that
one.
That is the attempt, yes.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Okay.
One at a time.
I'm going to sing then.
Okay.
I thought you were going to make me roll for both because we only have like one roll
cars
each turn.
Cars are technology, idiot, so you have to get a 6.
That's fine.
I feel like I've called you dumb today too many times. I don't mean it.
4.
I'm sorry for calling you dumb. That was supposed to be a sweet moment. Oh, man. So, you walk up and you try to sing once again to this crowd of paramedics and wounded people from your attempt to hijack this limo. And you decide that instead... And right as you start to sing the opening note to All I Want for Christmas Is You, goes, that's him. That's the man who flipped my wonderful, perfect limousine. And his security guards there's some security guards there. And they tackle you to the ground for questioning. Okay. The police are on the scene. That's what I'll say. The police are on the scene and they tackle you to the ground and put you in handcuffs.
Okay.
You've been placed under arrest for Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
So what do you want to do now?
Me?
I guess now we have to gamble.
Yeah.
So, Robbie, you have 2. Harrison, you have 1. So gamble in 3, 2, 1. Harrison sat out. Harrison said no.
I didn't even know it was an option to sit out.
I guess it is.
It is now, apparently.
Okay. Or do we want it to be an option?
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either then. So it's 1-to-1 willpower-wise. Oh, that's why he did it. He's wanting you to burn yourself out, and then he can try to win the coin toss.
Good. What we got going on right now?
Okay, so you're in the back of this police squad car. You're trying to explain to them that you are an elf, like a Christmas elf, and that you've been separated from Santa. And the using your, how do I want to do this? So you're in the back of the police car right now.
Are the lights going on for you too?
Is that me? I thought that was just me.
I think they're flickering.
No, the lights are actually flickering. I was making sure I wasn't having a seizure or anything.
Yeah, I thought that was just me closing my eyes. So I'm not gonna lie.
Nope.
I thought that was me blinking. I was like, that feels a little bit weirder than normal.
I'm like, the darkness is lasting for half a second longer than it normally does. Okay, yeah, so anyway.
So what do you want to do in the back of this police car?
Am I restrained?
Yes, you're handcuffed.
How good am I with my feet?
Is that one of your 32 ways?
I think it is. I'd like to peel the candy cane from whatever pocket it's in with my feet and ricochet it within the squad car, incapacitating everyone inside.
Hold on. I think there's one thing we've been neglecting.
I'm a killing machine.
You know how to kill. You don't know how to incapacitate. Your 32 ways are killing ways.
If they die, they die.
If he dies, he dies.
Okay.
Okay, so roll 4 or above in order to incapacitate at the very least.
It's a 2. The luck has not been on my side today.
Okay, so you manage to free yourself. You manage to get your candy cane out. Throw it with your foot. It bounces around the squad car, and instead of hitting the police officer, it hits you with your nuts.
Oh no!
Right in your chestnuts, roasting on an open fire, and you just knock the breath out of yourself. Or should I have it so where you accidentally cut off one of your own nuts?
What about if it damages my voice box?
You lose a nut and your voice box is damaged.
Sounds good.
So you're a lot worse for wear. This is a little bit of an inappropriate episode.
So I can't speak anymore, can I?
Well, you can talk. You're just talking higher pitched.
Okay. Okay, anyway, time to roll.
I lost the ball.
I got injured, so we have to roll.
Okay, so gamble, so you guys both have 1. This is it.
Okay.
So 3, 2, 1, gamble.
Buddy, I know better, buddy. The rule should be you can't sit out more than 1 in a row.
Yeah, you have to go.
Your turn, pal.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. So did you actually... Are we not just going to gamble again? Or are you going to make Harrison go?
I guess I'm just going to go.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Because Robbie didn't use his 1 sit out yet.
Yep.
So, Harrison, you're down a ball.
Okay.
And you're still in handcuffs. What are you going to do?
I am going to cause a honey-baked ham to appear in the car.
What are you going to do with that honey-baked ham?
Then I'm going to attempt to serenade the police again.
That I just tried to attack.
Wait. The ham has nothing to do with what you're doing. You chose a really bad obsession.
To be fair,
here.
He had no idea. He didn't know.
But like, you can't just say I summoned a ham and then started singing.
But
to
doesn't
make it a 4.
The ham help counteract the fact that there's technology around?
No, you're still in a car.
Okay. So I got to roll a 6.
What does all of a sudden, if there's a ham in the car, it's no longer a car?
I was hoping maybe it would give me advantage somehow. I don't know.
Are you so focused?
I don't know the rules. I'm just trying to complete my obsession.
You're so focused on the ham that you forget that you're in a car?
So a ham has appeared out of nowhere.
So you have a ham in the car.
Yep.
And you want to try to sing now?
I do.
Okay, so...
Got a 5.
Wait, hold on. You still have 1 point, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still got 1 more turn left, but I did get a point.
Well, so Harrison successfully... So, you summon the honey-baked ham for some reason. I don't know what that does. I think you just forgot you could do that until just now. the police are so distracted by the honey-baked ham that they forget that you just tried to assault them with a candy cane.
Nice.
And they're distracted long enough to let you finish your rousing rendition of Santa Baby. you sung All I Want for or I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Classic song that I
absolutely
hate. So you get done with that, and they're so enraptured that they forget to watch the road and crash into a tree.
Oh, no.
You managed to get out scot-free. You're still handcuffed, though. But as you are walking, you run out from the wreckage of this car, and you're running in the woods, you see a lone reindeer. What are you going to do now? So I guess, Robbie, 1 point. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go back to the crash site.
You go back to the crash site?
Yes.
Okay, so you walk back to the crash site. Okay. What do you want to do now?
Are they all just, like, lying there unconscious, dead?
They're dead.
Okay. They're gone. I'd like to take... I want to take the keys from one of their belts and unhandcuff me.
Okay, so you unhandcuff yourself. Okay.
All right, and then I want to take...
You're not going to take advantage of the reindeer at all?
Well, hold on. I want to take multiple pairs of handcuffs with me. Just, okay, like, so store them.
So you want to add some handcuffs to your collection. Okay.
Now, is the vehicle...
It's wrapped around a tree, to answer your question, where you ask.
Okay,
it.
So it's done for.
Yeah, it's not. You're not going to drive away.
Okay. All right, well, then, yeah, I'd like to go approach the reindeer.
Okay, so you walk up to the reindeer, and in case you didn't know, a reindeer at the North Pole can talk, so this reindeer can talk. And give me one of the reindeer that isn't Rudolph.
Dixon?
Prancer.
I don't think Robbie's is a real reindeer.
I don't think so either. It's like...
So
it might be Vixen.
It's Vixen. That's what it is. Not Dixon.
Vixen is a weird reindeer.
Vixen too. Is, but it's cool.
Vixen.
Or right, which one is it?
It's Blitzen.
Donner. Okay, it's Blitzen. Blitzen. Okay.
It's Blitzen, yeah. So he comes up to you and goes, "Hey, bro, it's me, Blitzen. it's pretty wild what happened to Santa earlier tonight, right? That's pretty crazy. But he didn't actually teleport back to the North Pole. His magic was enough. He's actually still, he's bleeding out in the woods over here. We need someone with your skills to come try to save him because we don't have opposable thumbs. We can't do first aid." So what do you want to do?
I say, okay, take me to him. Okay, so I hop on the reindeer.
So Blitzen walks you over to the spot in the woods where Santa's sleigh has crashed. he's still heavily injured, desperately in need of first aid. What do you want to do?
I want to tell the reindeer that I cannot work in these conditions and I need to take him to a separate medical facility. And then I want to wrap Santa up in my gift paper, what's left of it, to put pressure on his wounds.
There's a lot of things that I don't know what I need to make you roll for, but I feel like you have to
roll. No, I have to
something.
Roll anyway for the gift wrap. I have to wrap him up.
So go ahead and roll. Everything rides on this.
A 3, I lost. Oh, no.
The streak is over.
Yes.
Oh my god.
No. I just got a bunch of bad rolls too. I was being strategic.
Oh my god. Well, so you try to wrap up Santa with wrapping paper. I don't know how to make this end. I generally end these where you accidentally kill yourself somehow. I don't know how to do it this time. Oh, you slip on the snow and accidentally land on Blitzen's antlers and spear yourself to death.
Okay. I would like to point out, and it's fine because Harrison won fair and square, but I would like to point out that his voice box was damaged, and I feel like that should have been an extra point to roll with, but instead we still gave him the 5 and above, but he won, so...
Well, the voice box wasn't damaged. The joke was... I thought the joke you were going for was that he just had to talk in a higher-pitched voice because he got hit in
the... Oh, no, I just meant it was damaged, like it was hard for him to sing.
Oh, no, I that's not... I just
Either
thought he
way,
was
it doesn't matter. He won. We
I just thought it was
higher-pitched. I'm glad that he won one, actually. So now
that means you don't have to have the pressure of the undefeated streak.
Exactly. Yeah. I actually do. I feel like there was like a burden lifted off my shoulders just now.
You're welcome.
I'll be back. Can't win them all.
That's right.
Just 66% of them.
That's right.
How many of these have... Let's figure out exactly...
99% of them.
Let's figure out exactly how long the streak went on. How many of these have we done? Are we counting the one we had to delete?
Yes, because I won that one too.
Okay, so it's whatever it is plus one. It's counting to... Or we've done this 6 times counting today. And the one that we didn't release.
Wow.
So
5 out of 6.
Yeah, you're 5 and 1. So that's still pretty impressive.
No, yeah, I was pretty close. I was 1
that's
off of 6.
That's an 83% chance that Robbie's going to win.
That might change. You can string a couple in a row and then we're even again.
Never know.
Merry Christmas all, and to all a good night. Is that what we're going with?
Sure.
I'm Spencer.
I'm Harrison.
And I was impaled by a reindeer's antlers.
And I am down one ball.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Stay fresh, cheese bags, and have a happy holidays.
You know it was divine.